So how is Graveyard of Empires different from your other albums?
Well, from the last album, certainly it's different because I was just getting into the band, and I was actually writing songs with the band before I was technically a part of the band. I mean, it was all part of that audition phase where, you know, they heard some of my stuff and they sent me some riffs, and before I had actually flown out to Toronto, I was writing new stuff. You know, they were sending me material and I was writing to it. So when I did fly out there and meet them, you know, we had half the album written, but it's way different because I didn't know them very well. I didn't really know the direction everybody was going to do. I didn't know the chemistry. Now, there's a lot that you don't know going into a situation when you're blind like that. But this album is completely different in the aspect that I do know them now. You know, they trust me. I trust them. I know the direction that I want to go. And I think that, you know, we're all on the same page when it comes to that. And I think that we've captured that direction, you know. That vision we had for this next record, we actually caught up with it, and I think we nailed it. So this record has a lot of our blood and sweat in it. So,
okay, yeah. What was it like to work with producer Trevor Kustiak and mixer Dan Corniff? I mean, they have a ton of experience.
Yeah, well, Trevor's done all the records, and he's a great friend of ours. I mean, literally, he's a good friend. I call the guy just to, you know, wrap it up with him and talk, but he's good, dude. He's got a great sound. He puts in a lot of, like, ear candy and mixes, and when he's doing, you know, as a producer, you know, it's all about bringing everything, you know, it's coloring. He needs to color all these little details, and when we leave the studio after we do our part and everything's there, and then we'll get a, you know, a rough mix, or, you know, before Dan Corniff even gets it, we'll get like a rough mix of what Trevor's done, and you hear all these little things that he's done, you're like, I don't remember Parker doing that, I don't remember, you know, it's because he's good at that stuff, he's got a good ear, so we love him. Not only is he respect and give our ideas 100% attention, he just brings his own ideas that are incredible, so, yeah, it's good. And then with Dan Corniff, I mean, he's new to the scene for us on this record, he's new as a mixer, and he blew me away when I first got that mix of This Time It's Different. I was just like, wow, now I can. It's like a great compliment to each other, because when Dan Corniff mixes, you hear all the candy that Trevor's thrown into the song. You know, whereas before maybe you didn't hear it as much, or it was kind of buried a little too low. Now all of a sudden I can hear all these little things that he's done, and it just brings, it's a perfect balance, and it just brings the song to life so much more. It's more three-dimensional. It's great.